Tov, let's continue into further dimensions of Parshat Chayesara, and that is going in from the opening of the Parsha, which has been our topic. Parshat Chayesara, we saw yesterday already, its main chunk dealing with the Shidduch of Yitzchak Avinu, and yet at the same time somehow comes together with the opening of the death of his mother. Where Bechlal, this parsha of Chayesara, not just is going to be describing the death of Sarah, but ultimately is also going to be bringing about the death of
Shema.
And before that, a little more meaningful, the death of Avram Avinu. Okay? This whole first stage of the building of Klal Yisrael is coming in this parsha to its completion. And it's completed first with the moving into Olam Haba of Sarah, later on the moving into Olam Haba of Avram Avinu, and outcome of that also, and that is the element that has been detached or selected out of this first stage, Yishmael, is going to be finding his completion at this stage, but we're going to be talking about those in Yanim already tomorrow. But in any case, this Parsha of Chayesara clearly is overlapping two in Yanim, talking about the Parsha right now as a whole. The completion of the first stage in the building of Klal Yisrael, wrapped together or overlapped with taking the second stage, hence Yitzchak, in the building of Klal Yisrael, creating his continuity and his chelek and his role in Klal Yisrael in the form of looking for his continuity, looking for his shiduch, has to come together and overlapping with the completion of Sarah and Avram Avinu's life. If you want to formulate it a little differently, you can say the following, and that is the avot as being the prototype to life and teaching us, giving us the building blocks of how to live. The completion of that teaching is of how to live in Olam Hazeh is ultimately how to die in Olam Hazeh. And that's really, in many ways, Parshat Chayesara is about. The ultimate lesson of how to live is how to die. And we find it both in terms of the Chayesara aspect of the Parsha, and as we go through the transition into the next piece, the Shidduch with Yitzchak, the opening pasuk to that, please see that very meaningful pasuk inside, Perek Kafdalet Pasuk Aleph, please look inside. Another aspect of that, and that is really a pasuk that describes the completion of Avram Avinu. Chazal go on and on about this in many variations in the Gemara and Midrashim. I suspect the Zohar definitely does as well, though I'm not familiar with it. Kafdalet, Perek Kafdalet Pasuk Aleph, Avraham Zaken Ba Bayamim VeHashem Berach Et Avraham Bakol. Now we know that Bakol, Kol, the Gemara goes on and on in discussions. What is this bracha of Bakol? Many different answers the Gemara gives that obviously complement each other. The Gemara suggests the possibility, not the possibility, some opinions in the Gemara is that he had a daughter by the name of Bakol. And on and on and on, many different expressions. We know, in fact, that the ultimate state of bracha for the avot revolves around this concept of kol. How do we know? Bakol mikol kol, which we say in benching, which is really a Gemara. Avram Avinu was blessed with bakol, as we find over here. Yitzhak Avinu was blessed with mikol. Where do we find mikol? We'll find it later on in the next parsha of Toldot, when the Yaakov brings in of the matamim, the term mikol is mentioned over there, and Yaakov Avinu is blessed with bakol mikol
kol.
Where is he blessed with kol?
The land kol.
What? Yaakov, speak up for
Yaakov. Sorry,
when he meets the Esav, and they try to convince each other, take from me. No, you take from me. So Esav says, we'll talk about it later on. There's a lot. So Esav says, take. It's like, oh, I don't know, all these gifts for you. Because I, says Esav, because I have?
Rav.
Yeshli Rav. I have, what is Rav? A lot. Yaakov says, I don't need anything because Yeshli. Kol. It's all the difference in the world.
Oh.
For those of you who think a little, all the difference in the world between the Torah perspective of Olam Hazeh and the modern Western, you'll forgive me, or you don't have to forgive me, the American culture of today, of Yeshli Rav, the world of Esav. Of just more and more and more and more possibilities and more options and more gadgets. V'idach zilgmor, to go on and on. This description of the Western society today, which we're so much part of. Measure your success in life by Yeshli Rav. Yaakov says, that's such a warped, says to Esav, perspective of Olam Hazeh. You don't measure any aspect of success of life with Yeshli Rav. yesh li kol. Whatever I have is all that I need. I have it all. By the very essence of having it all, there's no item and no detail in Olam Hazeh you can add to having it all. Anyways, this term kol, bakol mikol kol, we're going to have to talk about it and see deeper meanings of it. Gematria of kol is 50, very, very significant number. We'll be talking about it later on as we travel through Chumash, many, many expressions to it. But in any case, what I'd like to do today is take all this really into the story of the Shidduch of Yitzchak and see how all some of these concepts manifest themselves there. We were a little surprised yesterday, some of you claimed, and I agree with that, that, as I said before, that the opening paragraph of the Parsha, which its main chunk is really the story of the Shidduch of Yitzchak, starts off with the passing away of his mother, which we know Chazal teach us is really the product and the result of the Akedat Yitzchak at the end of last Parsha. So we expected it to make a little more sense to slice the Parshiot in the order of the Akedat, bringing about the end of Sarah's life once she hears from the Satan, whatever that may mean, in different Midrashim and Gemarot, about the supposable full Akedat of Yitzchak. We saw on some level there was an Akedat of Yitzchak. I'm not going to go back into it right now. But, and complete the Parsha, and then go into the story of the Shidduch of Yitzchak. But no, we need to first introduce the death of Sarah as an opening for the Shidduch of Yitzchak. Now, prove to me from later on in the Parsha that Yitzchak's relationship with his mother, Sarah, is deeply related to his whole stage of getting into his Shidduch. Yes, I forgot your name.
Joseph.
What?
Joseph.
Very good. Very, very good. Look inside, please, in the actual in that pasuk. It really completes the closure of the story and the full completion of the Shidduch of Yitzchak, which ends up beautifully successful with a lot of siyata dishmaya on the part of Eliezer receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of his master Avram Avinu. The story ends up, after a very long description, the story of the Shidduch of the Torah. Let's see, Perikaf Dalet, Pasuk, let's start with Pasuk Samech Gimel, Pasuk Samech Bet, 62. Well, let's read together the closing few psukim of the story of the Shidduch. So Rivka at last joins Eliezer, Pasuk Samech Bet, Perikaf Dalet, ויצחק בא מבאר לחי רועי והוא יושב בארץ הנגב, ויצא יצחק לסוח בשדה לפנות ערב. This is actually the source for Mincha. Yitzchak was metaken. Vayisa ena vayar v'ine gmalim ba'im. Vatisa rivkat enea v'teret Yitzchak v'tipol me'al ha'gamal. I'm already up to Pasuk 65. V'tomer el ha'eved. Mi ha'ish al hazeh ha'olech b'sadeh likratenu v'yomer ha'eved v'u adoni. You understand that's her future husband. V'tikach ha'tsa'if v'titkas. V'yisoper ha'eved li'Yitzchak et kol ha'dvarim asher asa. And here comes the Pasuk that Joseph mentioned. V'yivieh Yitzchak ha'o'el ha'sara imo. Psukim emphasize the fact that he brings his new wife, Rivka, into the tent of Sarah. Yitzchak, like Avram, like Yaakov, pretty wealthy people. They built a new house or a new tent. What's the meaning of the fact of bringing her dafka into the tent of Sarah? Rashi, in the name of Chazal, goes on and on about this. Joseph was making reference to that. Ve'ikachet Rivka, v'tehiro li'isha v'yaveh, v'yinachem Yitzchak achrei imo. On two levels over here, he brings Rivka into the tent of Sarah, and that, and only that fact, after that whole long process of bringing Rivka into the tent of his mother, Sarah brings consolement, nechama, for Yitzchak over the death of his mother. And as long as he does not bring his wife, Rivka, into the tent of his mother, and she does not, in her own way, take the place of his mother, Sarah, he has not resolved the issue of losing and being detached from his mother. And on this level already, having Parshat Chayesara open up with the death of Sarah leading into the Shidduch of Yitzchak is already, we haven't defined anything yet. We haven't poured any content into it. But clearly the Inyanim are completely contingent upon each other, which calls for a lot of understanding. What's the depth? What's going on over here? Why is it that Yitzchak, of all people, needs to find his Shidduch after and as a result of the death of his mother? We don't find it by the Avar Avot. By Avram, there's no significance, of course, as his parents after leaving them. And by Yaakov, his parents are alive when he gets married. There's other stories of being away from them for a long period of time. But that's other inyanim. But there's something about the shidduch of Yitzchak, and the question will be, of course, what is it about the essence of Yitzchak that necessitates that his shidduch has to take place after a result of his mother's death, and where that relationship gets to be fulfilled, ultimately, by taking the place of Sarah. Rashi brings down, of course, in what way, what was the physical manifestation of the fact that Rivka took the place of Sarah? Barry.
There was a candle that was always lit during Sarah's life, and it relit.
There were a few different expressions to the presence of the Shekhinah in the tent of Sarah, which leaves when she dies, such as the cloud, which is Adan HaShekhinah, which was Kashur to the Ohel, clearly already the prototype of later on in history for Klal Yisrael, what cloud and which tent? The Ohel Moed, receiving its own cloud of Shekhinah. But in any case, and the candle, and Bracha Ba'isa, but all these three elements, which were in the household, in the tent of Sarah, return when Rivka takes her place, and clearly she's taking Sarah's life one stage further, and ultimately in the building up of, we're constantly talking about the process of the three avot and their development, clearly has a corresponding side, and that is the mother side, and that is the four imahot, which we're going to be hopefully talking about more as we progress into the next few parshiyot. Yes, Avi?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a little childish, but is there like some maybe source that says that she was a Gilgal or of Sarah?
I mean, first of all, I don't think children, you know, maybe young children are aware of Gilgulim in a way that we're not. But Gilgulim is something that the most adults have such a hard time dealing with, considering that their life and essence is really broader than just one lifespan. Children definitely don't have to bring up the name of Gilgulim is not at all childish. But I tend not to speak about it too much. Clearly, our sources suggest the possibility of Gilgulim, not just Kabbalistic sources, which definitely for sure do, all over the Zohar, and all Balei Kabbalah talk about it. Take somebody as, on the one hand, one leg so down to earth and halachic like the Gra, same time, it's a very big Mekubal that talks about. For example, that already in his day and age, he says that almost there are no really fresh neshamot in their own. Gilgulim, but in any case, I tend to prefer. I'm not a big maven in Gilgulim. I prefer not to talk about it. Wanting to claim that Rivka is a Gilgul of Sarah, I'm not familiar with
the
source.
What? She was alive in Sarah's though.
Not so clear. You know that for a fact.
So you say she's like 3 years.
The end of it. I mean, the end of it.
Oh, sorry. What?
There's no like. There's no order in the Torah, but. Rivka's born
at the end. Right, so not so clear how the sequence is taking place over there in terms of post-Akedah. We have two things. We're going to find the death of Sarah as a result. What span of time exactly, how much, and when exactly is actually Rivka born? Not so clear. But in any case, I would put it aside. If I were to know of such a source, I'll say, you know what? I don't know. I don't understand the meaning of it, but the such and such a source says so. I'm not familiar with those. Yes.
How come even Sarah believed the Satan in the first place? How come she believed him in the first place?
I said, when I mentioned it before, I didn't want to go into it because I don't feel I understand it. I said, whatever that may mean, that the Sarah that the Satan comes.
Okay.
I don't know what does that mean, that the Satan comes to Sarah and tells her, how does it manifest itself? What kind of a dialogue is that? Is it channeled through somebody? What kind of a message does she get?
At that point,
it's not directly related to what we're talking about. I'd like to. I'm not clear about that.
It's not really.
In any case. We don't have much time. I would like to, today's shiur, try to have a better understanding. What's this inyan? Rashi really brings it out. That derech ha'olam is really the way of the world. That as long as a person's mother is alive, he's attached to her. And when he gets married, he finds whatever he found with his mother, he finds in a different way that warmth, that relationship with the female, relationship with the more feminine aspect of the Bria, the more softer aspect. It's not the words, I'm pouring a little content into it. But then a person finds whatever he found there, he finds it in the context of the relationship with his wife. Freud would have loved these sources if he was a little more knowledgeable in Judaism, which Chaval that he did not activate. Yes, Josh.
For saying that Yitzchak needed to get married in a way to console the loss of mother, Why did Avram wait 3 years?
Hmm?
Why wait 3 years?
What do you mean?
If we say Rivka was born, let's say, after the Akedah, right? Or Sarah died. He was, they say he was 37 after the Akedah, and he got married at 40.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Why wait 3 years?
Clearly, it's a, I mean, I would say more central level, not even being too much of a psychologist, that it's a process, and it's not something that you can just overnight accept, digest. This is a real nechama sometimes takes years, and it never can be less than at least a year, the process of avelut. But if anything, what Josh is bringing up just more so suggests, and I was actually implying it before, there is a process, and the process then completes itself with, and it has to be so. To overly think too much to suspect that the inyanim over here definitely draw, but I want to touch upon it soon, really deep levels in terms of human existence, and anything deep requires time. Again, the complete opposite and reverse of our Western world of everything fast, fast, fast. The faster, the cheaper, the faster, the more shallow, fast food, our society is about fast love, hakol fast, and therefore it's so meaningless and shallow at the same time. Deeper in one's being, something rests, something is, with more time, it has to come out and express itself on the surface, and definitely we're coming to these levels. Yes, Dov, quickly, I would like to continue.
I just thought of another way that Rachel could be like, compared to Sarah.
Rachel or Rivka?
Rivka.
Yeah.
So, we see, like,
can we open the windows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We see later on in, I think it's Galatia.
One second. Based on the, yes. Yeah, so in the future, you feel that there's not another area, just stop me and say, please, can we open the windows? Okay. Yeah. Yes.
We see that, that Yaakov ended up mourning for Yosef for 2 years because Hashem didn't give, like, Hashem didn't put on the world the feeling to get over someone yet.
Right.
That's why it took him so long. So maybe the fact that, like, you had, like, if you said, like, for, like, someone, like, their mother is always part of them, and they, like, they search that in their wife. So maybe that feeling with Rivka was able to help Yitzchak get over and start, like, dying and not having her anymore.
Yeah, that's basically what we're implying. That's what Rashi is really implying. What Dov is saying, really starting to pour content into it. So let's try. I'm not sure we're going to be able to. If I'll feel in a few minutes that it's too long of a topic to go into today, we're going to cut short, short, and we'll devote tomorrow's shiur to it because the inyanim are really very significant. Let's see how we can hopefully bring it out. Tov, let's start with the topic. What is the root of the discussion over here? Meaning. Talking about the fact that a person's relationship ultimately with his wife is going to draw from his ability to detach from his relationship with his mother or from his parents, that's the topic of discussion. What's the earliest expression of such concepts in the Torah? Earlier than here. There you go. Open up in an actual first Shidduch. I'm saying that we're talking about the first story of Shidduch in the Torah, marrying somebody off his. The story here of Yitzchak, the truth is there's an earlier one, and that is the first relationship ever. The core of relationships, and it actually, the sitting there define themselves as such, back to Adam and Chava, Adam and his wife, and the process that the Kadosh Baruch Hu marries off, if you wish, Adam Arishon, first creation, first human creation. We're talking about Perek Dalet in Sefer Bereshit, Perek Bet. Starting from the very beginning of the parak, please open up inside parak different sheet. We'll get to Yaakov's pasuk in a second. Just to remind us all, we've spoken about this already earlier on. What's going on over here? Adam is put into Gan Eden. It's the second description of the creation of man, which we find here in parak bet. He's put into Gan Eden. The plants are then come out of the ground for him. Animals come out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's not good for man to be alone. Lo tov heyot Adam levado, eselo ezer kenegdo. All animal kingdom is brought over to Adam for him to name. We spoke about this already. The Gemara Masechet Yevamot actually says on whatever level we take it, literally or not, And whatever level in the Mitzvot, we understand that Adam actually had, the Gemara in Yevamot says, relations with each and every behema, and each one he eliminates and says, no, this is not the one, this is not the one. Someone has to date, if you wish, the entire animal kingdom, and only after going through all of them and negating them all, then we come, please look inside, Pasuk 20 of Perek Bet, Pasuk Kaf, ויקרא אדם שמות לכל הבהמה ולעוף השמיים ולכל חיית השדה. He relates to all the animal kingdom, and through that he's able to name all of them. We saw already that the names that he gives to the animals expresses his relationship to them. It's all relative to Adam are the names. We saw a beautiful diuk to that in the Pesukim. In any case, ולאדם לא מצא עזר כנגדו. He was able to relate, but not a full relationship with all animals, and he doesn't find an ezer kenegdo from this relationship. And therefore, what it brings about, Pasuk Kaf Aleph, look inside, ויפל השם אלוקים תרדמה על האדם וישן, ויקח אחת מצלותיו ויסוק גאו בשר תחדנה. Ultimately, his real shiduch comes from within his very being itself. ויבן השם אלוקים את הצלע אשר לקח מן האדם לאישה, ויביאה על האדם, ויאמר האדם, this is the one. זאת הפעם. Meaning, on a contrasting background of all the no, 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 similar to some people who get married late, somehow they have to go through the tikkun av, negating many others, until they, on a contrasting background of all those no's, they're able to say, this is the one, that's exactly what's going on, that's exactly the term, zot hapam, by the very definition, zot hapam, this, as opposed to all previous times, this is the one. And only the fact that he was able to negate all of the other ones, he's able to reach through that, the clarity of saying, this is the one. זאת הפעם עצם העצמי ובשר מבשרי לזאת יקרא אישה כי מאיש לוקח הזאת. The psukim now jump out of the local, of the here and now of the episode in Bereshit, and jump out of that to something much broader that pertains to history as a whole. Al ken yazov, this is the pasuk that Yaakov mentioned, pasuk kaf dalet, al ken yazov ish et avi ve imo vedavak v'ishto v'hayu lebasar echad. This is the core pasuk in the Torah, contains in it the entirety of what a story of the ultimate relationship of the person in Olam Hazeh, his relationship with his wife, is about. Al ken yazov ish et aviv et imo, v'davak v'ishto, and they become one flesh. A few different meanings of that, as Rashi points out, v'ayulu basar echad. Clearly we're not saying financially a person has to leave his dependency on his parents, merely that in order to bond to his wife. We're talking in the much deeper levels, being that I want to go into it, and without the pressure of time, we'll stop and we'll touch here now a few minutes earlier than usual. And to be continued exactly from this point, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow. I'm not sure if we'll have time tomorrow to go into Parshat Toldot, and if we do, I'll ask you ready to do the reading in the context of Shir tomorrow. Thank you.